FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
It's claimed the Egypt airplane, which disappeared from radar screens during a flight from Paris to Cairo overnight, made sudden swerves before it vanished. The Greek defence minister says it was last recorded in Egypt's airspace, flying at 37,000 feet. 66 people were on board, including one Briton. Dr. Stephen Wright is an aviation lecturer at the University of Leeds.
The big question for me is, if there was something untoward taking place, why wasn't there a transmission, emergency transmission, made by one of the pilots not flying the aircraft, which would be the normal procedure.
KMFM News.
An elderly man's been summoned to court to face a charge of causing death by dangerous driving after a car smashed through the window of a Costa coffee shop in Westerham. 74-year-old Valerie Deakin from East Sussex died in the crash in Market Square on Christmas Eve. The 86-year-old's due at Sevenoaks Magistrates Court in July. Experts testing the water at a lake in Dartford at the centre of a poisoning scare say they've detected blue-green algae. Three dogs have died and at least seven more are ill after drinking water from Brooklands Lake. The Environment Agency says the algae is potentially harmful to humans and toxic to animals.
KMFM News.
Tobacco companies have lost their High Court challenge over government plain packaging rules the day before they are due to come into force. The government says it's a victory for generation that will grow up smoke-free. Deborah Arnott is from anti-smoking group ASH. She agrees it's a big step forward.
The evidence put before the court shows very clearly that standardised plain packaging is much less attractive to children, much less misleading, and the health warnings on the pack stand out much more. So over time, this is likely to lead to fewer children taking up smoking.
A man's been taken to hospital with head and chest injuries following a crash on the A249 near Sittingbourne. A car and a lorry collided on the Maidstone-bound carriageway near the Key Street roundabout at 4 this morning. Another man's also been seriously hurt when a car crashed into traffic, caught in queues after the first accident. The family of a man missing for more than a week after walking out of a supermarket have thanked people for their support after a body was found in the River Medway. Nigel Knight hasn't been seen since leaving Morrison's in Strood 10 days ago. A body was found in the water near Strood Pier yesterday evening.
KMFM News.
A drone's been used by firefighters during a training exercise to see how they'll deal with a major chemical leak. About 20 firefighters from Thameside and Swanscombe took part in the operation based around Lidl's distribution centre in Northfleet. The drone was used to give them an aerial view of the emergency. Leah McMahon's from Kent Fire and Rescue.
The training that they will do on site eliminates a lot of the incidents that we might get called to. However, there are occasions where these incidents do happen. They're not large in volume, but they are sufficient enough that the crews need to maintain their training so they're able to cope with it.
Investigations are underway after a brick was reportedly thrown at the windscreen of a lorry on a dual carriageway in Kent. It's claimed the truck was targeted underneath a flyover on the A2 at Windcheap near Canterbury around 4 yesterday afternoon. The driver wasn't hurt. Police have also been told.
KMFM News.
Kent's beaches remain among some of the best in the country. A total of 11 coastal spots have been given prestigious blue flags for things like cleanliness and good facilities, two more than last year. Paul Todd from Keep Britain Tidy has been telling KMFM what it takes to be recognised.
The first thing, it takes a lot of hard work by all those people involved. Beaches need to ensure that they're kept clean, they're kept safe, they've got a good range of facilities there when people pay a visit, and also they have good water quality on the beaches for people to go and enjoy.
And it's being reported Daniel Craig has said he's done playing Bond. The latest development comes just days after bookies suspended bets on Tom Hiddleston becoming the next 007.
KMFM Sports.
Cricket, and it's been a steady start for England's cricketers on day one of the first test with Sri Lanka at Headingley. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, England were put into bat after losing the toss earlier, and a short while ago the home side were on 51 for 2 in their first innings. On to football, and Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says they'll come back stronger after missing out on winning the Europa League. They were beaten 3-1 by Sevilla in the Basel final last night. Klopp says they can use the extra training time they'll have to improve.
We will come back stronger, that's for sure. we need to use the experience, because I'm sure we will be again in a final. We have again decisive moments. And if we have decisive moments, then we have to react better.
And Usain Bolt reckons he's on course to set new world records at this summer's Rio Olympics. The Jamaican superstar sprinter races at the Golden Spike meeting in the Czech Republic tomorrow. Bolt holds the fastest ever times in both the 100 and 200 metres.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.